The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Talk and respect to Olam Haba. Shalom uvracha. We're now discussing bitachon relating to Olam Haba, the reward that a person will get for his mitzvahs and tovim. So he starts off by saying the reward you get from mitzvahs are in two fashions. Sometimes you get all the reward in this world, and sometimes only in the world to come. And sometimes in both, in this world and the world to come. As we know, it says certain things, I compare same by Olam Hazeh, Karen Kayim, Olam Haba. You get in both worlds. He said the Torah didn't specify for every single mitzvah where and how you can get the reward. But Hashem did promise us, and in general, that He will give us reward for our mitzvahs. Yeah, but like we said, he did not specify to us what exactly is the word for each mitzvah. By Avavis, like to say, it says explicitly, certain ones are death penalties, some are malchus, lashes, kores, paying two times, four times, five times, one time. But the reward for doing the mitzvahs does not say anything specific what reward you'll get for each one. So now he's going to give us various explanations. Why is it so that the Torah does not explicitly tell us what reward of doing a positive command, of doing a mitzvah? The first explanation he brings is, we can perceive and understand only physical things. You can't feel what a totally spiritual pleasure is like because we are enclosed in a physical body. So when the neshama is pure, without a goof, without a body, it has also a whole system of pleasure and pain. That's what life is all about, pleasure and pain. If you look at it, perhaps in the animal world, that's all what life is. Very simple. Either looking for food or running away from enemies. But yes, it's a lot more complex because we have the bechira. But that's, and it's also part of the system. The whole world was created, that we also have that interest to have pleasure and run away from pain. We know by doing mitzvahs we'll eventually get a physical pleasure, but to feel that, sorry, spiritual pleasure, to feel that, we can't feel it now because, like we said, we're limited to the pleasures of this world. We know the Mitzvah and Pirkei Avos says that One point of time of the Hanoah, of the pleasure in the Olam Haba, is more than all the pleasures of Olam Hazeh.
Kol HaLashon.
The intensity of that pleasure is something we can't imagine. It's basically describing all the pleasures that mankind has throughout history. If you encapsulate that in 1 second, it's like it's less than 1 second of Olam Haba. Just something to think about. In the realm of Loy Lishmo. Loy Lishmo is also good. Whenever we have an Nisoyin, should we do something right or wrong? Just think this, every time is a tremendous opportunity. If you do it right, you get a pleasure which you can't even imagine in your greatest imagination, how great that pleasure is. And it's a real pleasure. It's not just a fantasy. It's not something that, like you're getting drunk, you feel good that night, the next day you have a hangover. This is the real thing. So, in any event, it's such a high, intense, unlimited level of pleasure that there's no way of describing it. And that's why it wasn't specified in the Torah. Yeah. And the Olam Haba is going to be purified, and we're going to be, even our goof is going to be purified to be something much more spiritual and to be able to receive this tremendous reward, which basically is the pleasure of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the source of all goodness. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why it doesn't say this in the Torah, what exactly will be the reward and what will be the pleasure, because it's something that there's no way of describing, and therefore the Torah did not describe it. Just in a general fashion, that we will get reward. As the Pasuk says, Nasata lecho mahalke me noim de me'ilam. You will be always constantly going higher up and closer, full of life in the eternal world. Not like people that could just be stable, not moving anywhere. Just a lack of life. So anyway, this is one element of the Olam Haba that we're aiming at. And like I said before, the Samech Simchazikos, when we have a Nisayan, and generally the reason why we fall in Nisayan is because we think we're going to gain something by doing that. And just try to remind ourselves that if I control myself this time, if I don't do it, I don't eat it, I don't say it, I don't get upset, whatever it may be, I have more kavan, my tefillah, the gain I can have it is millions of times more than the effort I have to put into it. And it's also an exciting thing. We always have another opportunity to get this tremendous schar, unlimited schar. Should be zeicha to try to focus on this. We're now in a period of mourning, the 3 weeks. So it's not a time to be depressed. It's not about a time to be excited about the fact that we do have it right. We realize that the main thing of the world is spirituality, Ashras Hashrina, and that's what we're mourning, that we don't have it. But we will take advantage as much as we can of what we do have. And that will make life in this world and the world to come so pleasant and pleasurable. So it will be very cool.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.